Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 15 is a sobering message from God through Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing upon this city and upon all its towns all the disaster that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their neck, refusing to hear my words. This is a stinging indictment of a city that God is bringing judgment upon, because the people in that city have refused to hear God's word. The Bible could not be any clearer here in Jeremiah chapter 19 and all throughout that God's word must be taken seriously. God will be true to his word. When he speaks about judgment, he will be true to bring justice for sinners before him. If we do not turn back to him, receive his grace and his mercy, judgment will be a reality. I'm just not going to presume. Even everybody who's listening to this podcast has turned from sin and trusted in Jesus for the grace and mercy available to you from God. And I just want to ask you, do you know, as you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, do you know that you have eternal life in heaven? Do you know that you have been saved from the judgment of God due your sin, that you will be with God forever in heaven? Do you know that you have eternal life? Are you sure that you have eternal life? And you can be sure. You can know through what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus has lived a perfect life of obedience to God. He died a substitutionary death, meaning he died for our sins in our place. He paid the price for our sins. He rose from the dead in victory over sin, so that anyone, anywhere, you right now, by turning from your sin, repenting, turning from your sin in yourself and your rebellion against God, and trusting in Jesus, putting your faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life, you can be forgiven of all your sin, reconciled to God right now. Know that you have eternal life through faith in Jesus, through trusting in Jesus. This is the way. Jesus taught, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I just want you to hear, judgment is coming for all who have not turned and trusted in Jesus. This is reality. Judgment is coming. And I just want to encourage you. This is not my words. These are the words of God. Don't be like the people in the city who stiffen their neck and refuse to hear God's words. Hear God's words and believe God's words. I urge you to do that now. And once you do that, and for all who have done that, then communicate these words. Tell other people these words. This is too important to keep to yourself. So God, I pray that even right now, there might be some who are listening to this, who right now, today might be the day, this moment might be the moment when they hear your word and believe your word and turn to Jesus and trust in Jesus. God, I pray for that. Oh, even as we're praying right now, if you have never done that, I invite you to do that now. I invite you just to confess that you are a sinner before God. Confess faith in Jesus. Call out to God and ask him to forgive you of your sin. Put your faith in Jesus as the one who died for your sin. When you ask him to save you, you confess him as Savior and Lord. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from your sin. Saved from God's holy judgment due your sin. I invite you to cry out to him right now in that way. God, I pray that that's happening in hearts right now. And And God, that this might happen in others' hearts today because we speak this message to them. God, we pray for compassion and boldness in our lives just to get off this podcast episode and go tell somebody else this news. Lord, use us to tell somebody else this news today, that they might hear your word and believe it and be saved. Oh God, we praise you for your word that makes your grace and mercy known to us. Help us, we pray, never to refuse to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen.